Xin thánh chúc ba chồng hôm nay sẽ trong sách Luca đoạn 1 từ 26 tới câu 28.
Luca chapter 1 verse 26 to 28.
Trong kinh thánh của mình, người ở trên bản.
Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to 28.
Luca đoạn 1 câu 26. Vào ngày thứ 6,
in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Key verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 38. I'll read it first and then we will read together. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Let's all read together this key verse. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. And the title for today's message is Chosen by God. And this time I'll invite our pastor to come to share the message. Greetings to the congregation. Welcome, Pastor and Mrs. and all of our congregation who have set aside the time to worship with us. Now we are in December, some month where that influenced the whole world because of the appearance of Christ. He has come into this world. We are thankful because Jesus has came to this world to express the mercifulness of God. And each one of us who has been chosen by God, the key verse said, because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. If without Jesus coming to this world, we will not have the wisdom of God, be righteous before God. We will not be set aside, and we will have no value in the ministry. Thank you to Jesus. He came so that we can experience all that has been promised to us. There's a girl in Jacob's Bathia, in Vera Chumak. She was, her husband put aside, and she did not want how to revenge. She thought about killing her because he betrayed her, but she didn't dare. And the second option, that commit suicide, so she would not live with her husband. And finally, she decided to option number two, to commit suicide. She climbed to the third floor of her house, and she decided to jump out and kill herself. When she jumped out, and all of a sudden her husband walked out of the garden, and finally her husband was held on top, and she killed, she was killed her husband. In her decision, she did not know that she would kill her husband. She actually achieved what she did not dare to do. You and I have been chosen by the Lord in our
world.
The Lord does not let us do our own effort. The Lord does not let us not make on our own righteousness, by our own righteousness, or anything by our effort. But the Lord chose us, and he will cause his righteousness, his wisdom, his holiness, and his redemption in our life, so that we can become valuable, that can be used by the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. As we understand this passage, when the Lord came to choose Mary, and may the Lord also reuse us the same way we use Mary. Let's pray.
Kính Thưa Chúa, vì chúng ta hòa cùng với cả thế giới này, chúng ta bắt đầu bước vào
tháng 10.
Chúng con sẽ có những niềm vui,
joyful celebration about Christmas, the birth of our Creator. If you did not accept and came into this world, all of us will be dying in our sins. But thanks be to God because you have carried out your promise that we can experience your mercy. And in your love, you also continue do great things for each one of us. We bless that this morning we can see all that you have done for Mary and the ministers, and also what you are doing in our lives. When we understand your word, to work in your plan, we are thankful, Lord. We are one heart and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's think about 4 points from this passage that the Lord has sent the angel Gabriel to Mary to choose a person to put together a salvation plan for the world. In our life, when we plan to do anything, then ultimately is always find the right person. If we want to open it a business, we have to have the right person. If we establish a singing group, we have to choose the right. Whatever organization we find today, we have to find the one with the rightful skill. But to plan salvation for the whole world, the Lord did not use celebrities, only use a person that is very lovely. And the wonderful things of the Lord Jesus through the passages we just read. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. The first point that we can learn together is that he chose from unworthy to wisdom. Verse 26, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. The Lord has called Elizabeth. Has been pregnant while she was really old, and that son was John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ in his ministry. He has pregnant in 5 months, and the 6th month in Elizabeth's pregnancy at the time when Gabriel appeared to Mary in Nazareth in the town of Galilee. To find Mary there. You can begin. The Lord began the plan to send Gabriel, to send a girl in Galilee. Galilee is a place where is with the accent is very hard to hear. And Nazareth is a town, is very rough place. That even in his salvation, the Lord has come to the place of a lowly place into Israel. When Jesus selected his disciple, he chose Philip. Philip let his friend Nathanael came to Jesus, said, "I have seen the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. He is Jesus of Nazareth." And Nathanael said something. Anything good coming out of Nazareth? Everything knew that Nazareth is a town that there is no good person coming out. They said they could not find any people who teach the law. They understood that Nazareth, there is no one successful from there. And if they find a strong word, you are belonging to Nazareth. That is a curse for that person. You are a Nazarene. That's a curse for that person. Nazareth is a town unworthy. But the Lord has chosen the unworthy in his wisdom. The Gabriel angel has come to that time. The Lord never wants anything unworthy, but the Lord can choose from unworthiness to become, to make it a wisdom of the Lord. because he is the wise. Listen to the words. And Paul told the Corinthians, but since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was saying through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. That is, listen, the Lord did not want to use some human wisdom in this world to win us over, but the Lord used the foolishness so that we can listen. Is that the wisdom of the Lord? By his wisdom, that today you and I have been called to be the holy people, and Paul wrote that, brother and sister, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. The Lord did not choose the human standard of people of wisdom of this world. The Lord chose from the people less wise, not worthy, be said to them, to become the wisdom of God. And so Jesus has come to this world. And he came to this world, the Lord has become Jesus of Nazareth. People will call him Jesus of Nazareth. It is the prophecy that the Lord has promised in the Old Testament. Why did Jesus come to become a leader in this world? Why didn't Jesus come to become or belong to Pharisee in the royal palace of Jerusalem? But Jesus came to come a person from Nazareth. They called Jesus of Nazareth. Thanks be to God. Instead of Jesus, he was ashamed with Jesus of Nazareth, that the Lord has called that Jesus of Nazareth. He came powerful for the gospel. He caused the unworthiness to become the wisdom of God. And even the name of Jesus has done many wonderful things. When Jesus came to Capernaum, Mark reported, he came to the temple, and in that temple, there is a possessed by man. When he met Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? But there is no reason. They say Nazareth is something unworthy of being despised, but the devil said, Jesus, have you come to destroy us? I know you, the Holy One of God. That's what the devil said when Jesus came to Jericho. He saw a blind person, and this blind person went heard of Jesus walking by, and this person thought, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. This blind saw that the one who everyone despised him because of Nazareth is the Son of David, the Son of David. And this person from Nazareth has the power to give him sight when he was dead, was healed. But is it? And when Jesus went into Gethsemane, Judas Iscariot has led an army to capture. They came, whom did you see? Come to see. They said, I want to find Jesus of Nazareth. This is he. Jesus answered, what happened when Jesus said that? And the Bible said, they drew back and fell to the ground. The name of Jesus has a power, a very wonderful. And this a wonderful name, he said, that Peter and John said, can heal the cripple in the temple. This cripple was healed to come and jump for joy. He is sensible. He is not Jesus who was born with the Jesus of Nazareth. He carried on his ministry with the name Jesus of Nazareth. And even when he was on the cross, there is a label on that, say, Jesus of Nazareth. And the Romans had put a label on the on top of the cross where Jesus was hung. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And that label has written by Latin, Hebrew, and Greek. This is Jesus of Nazareth. It made Jesus of Nazareth not being disguised anymore, but has become a supernatural name because he had chosen the unworthiness to become the Lord's wisdom. Isaiah 53 describes the Lord. He has become despised. Who will believe our message? Because it's truly, and this is very clear. This is the wisdom of the Lord. He has made the wisdom of God in me and in you when you have been chosen by me. The second point is this, from impossible to righteous. We have read, Gabriel appeared to a virgin, Nazareth came to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, to carry out the salvation plan of the Lord. Jesus has come into this world. Jesus did not choose a married couple. That he came to a virgin with the true meaning. That means someone has been sleeping with a husband, promised husband. And if anybody does that, who carrying, they will be stoned to death. The Lord has chose a virgin to bring Jesus into this world, to give birth to Jesus. That is impossible. Nobody could do it but the Lord, the one who could do it. Because the Lord is the creator. He created this world. It's a wonderful thing by his wisdom. And then the one used a virgin to carry the baby Jesus is nothing difficult for the Lord, because he is our creator. And Jesus was, Mary was surprised when she carried this response of Mary, as a Mary, since I am a virgin, how could this be? Mary said, this is something that must, he must be married to someone to have a pregnancy. I'm a virgin. How could this happen to me? And Gabriel said what? Nothing is impossible for God. This is, he is a fool. He could do a virgin to pregnancy without having suffered with a on me. And this is the way Jesus came to Nazareth. Gabriel found her a virgin from Nazareth of Galilee. And in this prisoner, thankful be to them, he chose a wizard without marrying to a man. Give birth. Who will be taking care of this baby? He had been pledged with Joseph, and afterward they can marry and become a married couple and take care. There will be a mother and a father for this baby. They committed sin. From Adam has fallen into sin. There is no one called righteous. A righteous means for someone who's been counted as sinless before him. There is no one like that before. And there's no one has been worthy to can carry something for the Lord. And throughout the Bible, we all see that the chosen of the Lord, he chose individuals from the lowly to bring out the righteous and to become the righteous of God to carry out what the Lord has for them. We see that four and eight people in this room, that from there Jesus can be born. The Lord Jesus chosen Abraham. Abraham, who is that? He has worshipped idols before from Canaan. has no merit. But when he is not forever, if you allow to follow my command, I will choose you to become a great nation. Abraham has been chosen when was 75 years old. Have no son. His wife 65. How to a old person can have a great nation? But the Lord said, you have become the father of bringing my vote. All the nations around will be from you be blessed. A person who worship idols, not worthy that it, but the Lord has made promise to Abraham, because he that can become the impossible to become righteous before God. Abraham has become the ancestor of the Israel and also the father of faith of the all of the nations. To choose Joseph was chosen in the time in Egypt. He did not choose anybody men wise, but a young person like Joseph to become the emperor of Egypt for what? To express his powerful guidance by the Lord Jesus. To lead the Egyptian, the Lord Jesus doesn't read, so chose anybody with great speech. Moses was chosen and he had a difficult time with his speech. So that his choice is very strange. To destroy the enemy of Goliath, Jesus chose a very young person, David. He did not choose a officer, not Saul, not King Saul, but the prince of Saul. He used a young person, a shepherd, to defeat the enemies. Well, depends on God, because the God of chosen by God is very unusual. He chose the disciple to preach the gospel, Jesus did. And Peter, a person has been called, is a fisherman, very familiar, that made all the Pharisee to be quiet about his preaching the gospel in front of them. We give thanks to God because when the Lord chose the impossible mission, the Lord will work through those who are deemed not worthy. And so anybody to them, nobody can boast before the Lord, because you have chosen me to serve the Lord because of Jesus of Nazareth. You have chosen you to become a representative, the one serving the Lord here. And because the Lord Jesus and Nazareth, you have chosen everyone here to become keys of heaven, to become salt of the earth, become light of the world. Become Paul has told the Corinthians when he was weak, that is when he was strong. He told Philippians, I do everything because of the one who gave me more strength. And you and I, we are the we could not boast. He has done everything for us in his righteousness. But the Lord bless us that we are impossible to become the wisdom of the Lord and all the one who is eat to become the righteous of the Lord. And the third point the Lord has done when he came to Egyptian, Abraham came to Nazareth, met a virgin, has had to marry to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. In the scripture, Matthew recorded the descendant of Joseph with the role of the descendant of David. And Luke also recorded the ancestry, also the descendant of David. The way God chose, he chose these times, but he chose not because they are the descendant of David, but they are a promise carried 700 years before that Isaiah had talking about, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, meaning the Lord is with us. That's the plan of salvation of the Lord. A person has been chosen. That means a person has been set apart to do the Lord's work. The Lord has chosen Mary to become the holy person because to set aside, to carry out the one who is holy, but the holy or moral, a holy means the one who has been set apart to do the work of the Lord. Aaron, his brother Moses, his brother has been set aside to become the priest serving in the temple. The Levites is the tribe has been set aside to do the things, special things within the work, the temple. When they were still in the wilderness, the Lord has chosen someone to set aside to defeat the Philistines. The Lord has chosen the Jeremiah inside the womb to be set apart to be his prophecy. Prophet, that the Lord can choose John the Baptist in his mother's womb to become a messenger set aside to prepare the way of God for the Lord Jesus. And all these, Samson, Jeremiah, or anybody, even in the womb, we thank the Lord as one, is the one who knows this evangelist. He will choose each one of us, the one set aside to give us the responsibility of service. If the Lord do not remember his name, there is no about Mary. The fact that Mary is not the one really to become priest, but the choice of God calls Mary to be all the world at once. We can see a very famous Queen Victoria. We have heard of Queen Elizabeth. We also have known about Diana, a princess. But all those that have been forgotten in this world, but Mary's name today, 20th century, in every one of them, Mary is the most name of a baby girl. The name Mary is the one that has been remembered the most. Mary is the one that the whole world has called upon for him. Only because the Lord has been chosen by the Lord. Our God is a God is throughout the history of human. He has made this earth. He made us for him. He established Israel because of the salvation plan. He has established the one rule in Jesus Christ. The one that set upon the Messiah, because of his choice, the chosen of God, the truly that this our history has divided into two when Jesus came in this world. Jesus is the anchor of time from the old and the new. Before Christ and after Christ in our calendar. These are the blessed choice. Everyone will be joyful, but whether they believe it or not, they give, they travel, they enjoy, and they get married during the Christmas time. They feel very wonderful. Also, in the bake of games for the children during Easter to find eggs. There are many organizations and many individuals that have chosen the cross to make a representation of love. In medical, the cross is a logo for the hospitals, for the organization that brings home But he's an image of Christ to make a decoration at the school, decoration in the church. And the ladies use the cross to make a necklace for themselves. This is Christ. As it could use the impossible to become the wisdom by his promise, the Lord. There has been set a son. He has a responsibility. She has a role to play by the promise. You and I also have a role as responsibility, but the Lord has given to each one of us. When we respond, how do we respond? It's upon us. The Lord did not press us to accept. Whoever accepts him, oh, who did receive, who those who believe in this one, he gave the right to become children of God. The one who becomes children, not because of us, not because we come to in the baptism to receive them or a certificate of a church to become children of God, is the power of the Lord. Without that power, we cannot become children of God. And so, if that can change our life, nobody in us can be changed and become children. He takes the world. He has done his righteousness. He has set apart for marriage, and he has a purpose apart for us to become his holy people. So there's the last point, number four, that is, by grace, we are saved. In verse 28, the angel went to her and said, "Great things, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Why did Mary has been praised as the one who has favor? Mary is just a lonely teenager. She was so poor. Nazareth has no value. How can she be called blessed? From Adam has been commissioned by, not by grace. No one can come before the Lord. And some, also say, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. In Psalm 24 said, who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in the holy place? And Psalm 76, it is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? And Revelation says, for the great day of their wrath has come. And who can withstand? All the scripture, let us say, nobody in this world can remain before the Lord if the Lord has no place on you. The Lord is the one who bless us. This is the essence of the Lord, his nature, that he is ready to bless. He's slow to anger, full of mercy. And because of his nature, divine nature, he has given us grace through Christ. And Moses established a covenant, a ark of the covenant to put the artifacts in there when they were still in the wilderness. And this Ark of the Covenant had a very special cover. And the scriptures say this cover is called an atonement cover. And when we understand that, when we look at this cover, we would understand, the people would understand about the grace of God. Grace is to give something to someone who is not worthy to receive. We're not worthy, but we receive the grace of God. Anyway, Mary is not worthy to receive grace. You and I are not worthy to receive the grace of God. But by grace that the Lord has chose Esther, the Queen Esther in the Testament, Ezra has not been invited to the royal palace. I will go to the king to explain the one that her people has been threatened to be killed. He said, if I have to die, I will die. Esther has participated in his grace, so that the people of Israel has escaped from the punishment of by his grace. Jesus said, we see Mary may have lost Joseph. Mary could have been stoned, but she paid the price willingly. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word on me be fulfilled. Jesus participated in the salvation with the role of bringing Jesus into this world. And by the grace, the disciples have been mentioned. And because of Jesus of Nazareth, their names remain until eternal life. All. And the foundation of heaven will be inscribed the name of the apostle. All those who will enter into heaven will have name written above. In Ephesians chapter 2, by grace and faith that you are saved. Is it not from you?
It's from God.
And Peter said, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Each one of us has been received the grace of God. So, how do we participate when you and I? So, we have the responsibility of bringing the gospel. By grace that we have given, we have to fulfill our responsibility. There's a church at a hole in the roof behind the pulpit, and the carpenter covered it with a piece of nail on wood there to keep the rain in. So the nail was used to put the piece of wood on the roof. The nail feels guilty because it's just something that is used in a patchwork way. I'm not playing. I'm just a lowly nail to keep this wood. And based on that, by the wind, the nail pulled himself out. He felt guilty. It's only do a patchwork for the wood piece. And so when the wood was blown away, then rain came and destroyed the pulpit. Only because the pity, self-pity of the name. When you and I have been chosen, we have a place of standing. We are becoming something useful for the work of the Lord. And because of God, that you have been called, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holy hope, and redemption. Not because we have something, only because that we can experience all of this. May the Lord give us in this Christmas to think about that we have been chosen by the Lord. So you and I can fulfill our responsibilities. We shouldn't have to be self-pity because we have nothing to offer. We are not as good as others. We don't have a good speech. I do not do anything. But the Lord has something for us, for each one of us, because he can overcome any of our weakness. The one who will make an impossible to become possible. The weakness becomes strong. Because we have been set aside, the Lord, by grace, that we can participate in this salvation plan. I like to conclude with a story like this. A person with a disability recounted his story as a fool. He said like this, I was a student at school with a disability because of a cerebral palsy. I couldn't do what I wanted. I was called the unruly student of my class. One day, I was taken into Dr. Neff's office. I was scared to death and confused. What did I do wrong? Or will be expelled from the school? And so, Ms. Neff showed me some healing supplies and had me pull an instrument, put it on my head, which was a head with a long, sticky, a tree sticking in it. And they connected to this head that I wear. And Ms. Neff said, this is a healing tool, not a toy. If you're used to stab someone else, it will be taken back. And she guided me to practice here. And give me more exercise for me to practice at home. She said, you will have your home, but you will be successful. And then Dr. Clanton gave me more instruction. Every day at school as well as at home, I use this strange tool on my head to flip through the books to point out words on the board with the funny exercise for my neck. It was unbelievable that one day of the examination, he forced me to sit in a chair because I couldn't keep my balance. In front of me was a shabby antique typewriter. He told me to open the case. And I used the head with the stick to open the cover of the typewriter. And he said, you have to type your name. And I have typed my name with the typewriter. Wow. Dr. Neff and Clint and everyone else, my glory, which was to communicate to the best of my ability that day. Later, I was able to use a special computer. Though I did not climb the Mount Everest, but compared to those people who have set foot on it, I think my success is not small. Thanks to the supplies of the doctors have provided, I have broken my silence for the past 11 years. Dear congregation, when I read this story, because of Jesus at Nazareth, that the Lord has become his wisdom, the righteous, the holiness, and salvation, redemption for us. How do we respond? May the Lord bless you as we respond to his call. Let's stand as we read the key verse to think about how much the Lord has loved us. Let's read together. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus. We come for his wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. We thank God. We thank Jesus because you have done wonderful things. Our Lord, who am I? The one not worthy before you. Who am I? The one who has no ability to do many things that have been given you. Who am I, Lord? The sinner has been set aside for your work. Who am I, Lord, that you have given grace so we can experience your salvation for us? May we participate in this communion to see that the Lord has completed his salvation by Christ by the obedience of Mary, that today we can experience your salvation grace upon us. When you have been chosen, you give each one of us, may you also bring others to experience this grace, that you will make us light of the world. May we be helped to fulfill our responsibility to experience your salvation in the world. May the glory be yours in each one of us. Lead us the rest of us and live all into your hand. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.